Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Mm-hmm. You know what? We got to watch what we're saying like after break, because one thing that Money Metal Chris does is he turns on the mics right when we come back from break. So right when the music hits, the mics are on.
Better be
so
ready. Like,
a lot of times we'll be talking about something. And like, oh, dude, the mic was on.
You got to look at that light.
Jason and I were watching Draymond Green throwing his arms at Nas Reed.
Were we on then?
I think so, potentially.
Got to stay frosty when heavy metal Chris is at the helm.
Don't drop
He's
any
a quick F-bomb. Trigger.
With the mic. Usually I'm turning the leads mic on first, and then I wait for them to start talking, and that's when I turn on the other guys, just to give you a heads up on how I'm running that.
You just might want to wait just a couple bars.
Yeah.
Is this I keep the music loud, too. Play the music for like 5 seconds before you turn on the mics.
Is this one of the first times we've done a show without both the guys?
I think so. I can't remember.
This is the first one I've done without either Drab or Valdez.
Yeah. Normally, one will vacation, the other won't.
Right.
This time, they're both gone. Yeah, so
Matt Cahill is on his way to, I don't know if he's left yet, but he's on his way to Hilton Head.
Right.
And
were they hooking up?
They said they might tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe we're hooking up.
Oh, really?
Is Drabby flying or driving?
Oh, I think he's driving.
Driving down?
Yeah.
He's
got the Twinkies with him.
Yep. Right.
He's doing the old 9-hour drive.
I know that bit.
At least 9 hours.
It's at least like, nine.
I was considering,
with five-year-olds, you're probably stopping three times. It's probably going to be 12.
Easily.
I was considering Hilton Head when we ended up going to Myrtle Beach, but Myrtle Beach was just 2 hours closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were only going for literally 3 days.
This is what Tom Mooney said. He's listening to us.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Mooney be clutch.
He goes, Mooney says, singing the blues about spending quality time with family and friends when the caps are on. He says, priorities take.
Oh, he's trying to guilt trip you.
I think that's sarcasm.
Yeah. I think it is, too. But that's what he said. But it's a thread. So my wife's on it, my daughter. My wife's going to just be she's going
to
be a hassle.
Why don't you just tell the Moonies to come over to the house? And
they don't
order
drive
some catered
all the way
food.
There's no chance
driving
that's
to DC.
Happening, Richie.
No, I get it.
The Moonies don't want to come out there.
DC's like a.
They don't want to sit on the Beltway for 2 hours.
I understand. It's a central like meeting spot. It's
kind of
about close to halfway. It's actually a little closer to the Moonies.
They want to go to the
way closer.
Dumb
to Moonies.
Yeah. It is, but it's still going to be a pain in the butt.
Say what restaurant it is.
I don't know the name of the restaurant.
I
probably shouldn't.
You shouldn't say it.
All right, let's get into the Junkies Weekend Parlay, see if we can hit one. It's been a while.
I can't remember last time we did one. I'm kind of inspired since Spader, we had him on, and he was 14 to 15, and it was, two outs away from...
He still made 90K because he took the hedge.
But he was 2 outs away from turning a $40 bonus bet into like 146K, I think.
Yeah.
Which is a nice ROI last time I checked.
All right, who's going to go first?
We don't have the official wheel, but John has a wheel. Oh, that's our wheel?
I've got the wheel of
really
fortune spin. That's all I got.
Yeah.
If we don't have the one we usually do, we've got to make do with what we have.
Bish usually tells us who goes.
By the way, the Rockies got swept yesterday by the Tigers.
Yeah.
They were outscored 21-3 at home, at Coors, where balls fly to the freaking moon.
They are terrible. Should be fading them every single time.
They are 6-31. Unbelievable.
All right. Can I go first?
Sure.
How about that? All right. I'm just going to take the easy one. I'm going to take, I'm going to take the Nats. They play the Cardinals, right?
Yep.
First.
Cardinals have won five straight.
First of a three.
Three of those
series.
Were Pittsburgh.
But we've lost a few. In a row, we lost the second of a doubleheader, right?
They lost to Cleveland. They've lost two in a row, but
at one point they had it 17-19. Now they're 17-21. It's Mitchell Parker versus former Nat Eric Fetty.
Ah. Correct.
And I think Fetty's decent, but I think Mitchell Parker's actually better. I'm going to ride James Wood. I'm going to ride K-Bear Ruiz, Lowe, and all those boys. Hopefully Dylan Cruz to get hot again. I don't know what the number is. I think we are favored. We might be like -120.
-116.
Slight favorite.
So yeah. I'll just take the Nats. All right, Nats over the Cardinals.
Yeah, fade the Cardinals.
645 at home.
All right, so we got the Nats.
By the way, the Cardinals are 4-13 away from home.
Oof.
All right, I like my bet.
I like it.
All right.
So hopefully people get to see a Nats curly W, and then they'll see OAR perform post-show. We're going to talk to Mark Roberge today on the show at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Keep forgetting that. The boss is coming in. I keep forgetting boss is coming in.
We got a guest-a-palooza starting at 8:45. Yeah, John Walton, Mark Roberge, Rich Wolf.
You think Voss will want to eat the pie?
I don't know.
I bet he might. You think he might? You think he might?
I think I'm going to have to cut off a little slice of that cherry pie. It just looks too good.
Who's the comedian
who
would come in and take everything that was, if it was
Gilbert Gottfried? Yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah, Gilbert would take the pie.
He would have taken those back to his hotel room.
Yeah, he would.
I'm just getting hammered right now.
By your family?
My daughter says typical dad move.
Yeah.
Mooney says he's the worst. Teresa emphasized he's the worst.
Hey, don't.
Yeah, see, I'm just.
You know what? You have to stand strong and resolute.
Well,
you're part of Caps Nation, Jason. We need you.
They're just now. Tom's wife is emphasized.
Oh, no.
He's the worst.
Oh, they're doing the old. I get it. The little exclamation point.
Yeah.
I struggle with that.
You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna cave.
It's just a joke. I mean, it's like 6-on-1.
Just extricate yourself from that group chat.
I can't believe Tom Mooney has season tickets to the Caps.
Yeah.
He goes to the games all the time.
Right.
Right on the glass.
So just say, can we just pick?
I can't believe he doesn't want to watch.
Why don't you just say, can we just pick a?
You know what, Tom Mooney? Hey. Tom Mooney, listen to this. You're not a sports fan. You're a fake Caps fan.
You know what he's going
to say? Oh, that
you're
hurts.
A fake Cap.
What if
he's a fakie?
What if he says, you're not a family man?
I'm definitely a family man. I've been to tons of family dinners with these guys.
Your move is change a venue.
Tom Mooney doesn't like the Caps.
Mooney, not clutch.
Not clutch.
You
not in this
clutch.
Situation.
All right, can someone do their pick?
Why don't you counter with?
I'm going to say that actually.
What was his line? Can you read me his line again? That you don't care about your family or something like that.
He says
priorities.
Singing the blues about spending quality time with family and friends when the Caps are on.
Okay, so say here's my counter. Quality time. You're welcome to join me at my house where we will order a catered meal and you can hang out even longer.
They don't want to do that.
Right, so it's not about
venue.
Quality time. It's about what he wants to do.
No, but just pick a different venue, or one where the game's on.
All right. Cakes
is next. I got the Nats.
I'm taking the Knicks. I just feel like the Knicks at home with a 2-0 series lead, and they're getting 5.5 points with the Celtics coming to Madison Square Garden. I agree that the NBA is better and more interesting when the Knicks are actually good, and they're about to take out Boston. So I've got to take them at home, catching 5.5 points.
That's, I don't know if I love it.
I love this. I love this. This is the best play on the board.
NBA cakes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Do you think they're going to come storming back? Yeah, there's a do theory factor here.
I mean, I'm sure I could be wrong. Maybe the Celtics go in and smash them by 25. But I don't see that happening.
Do you know how many open three-pointers they've taken out of the 100?
No,
so the first two games, they've hit 25 out of 100 threes.
Yeah, they've missed 75, right?
48 have been deemed open threes that they've just missed. So, I mean, like in the fourth quarter of the last game, Jason Tatum, wide open three. Like
they
nobody within
those,
10. Like eventually they're going to hit some of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
They might.
Hey, that's his
I
play.
Hope you're
right.
That's I mean,
play.
That's my play.
All right, he's taking it. We'll suffer through with it.
I have conviction on that pick.
All right, who's next?
All right, I can't name one Florida Panther, but I can't see them going down.
Kachuk.
All right, Kachuk's son. I don't know his first name.
Yeah.
Keith Kachuk's son.
It's not Brady. Is it Matt?
Taylor Kachuk?
Matthew Kachuk,
all right.
Yeah.
I just don't see Florida going down 3-0.
Bobrovsky?
They're playing at home. They lost both in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming back home, and I think they win game three. Now, they're a pretty heavy favorite. All right, they're 2-1 favorite.
-245.
All right, but I'm taking the Florida Panthers to beat Toronto.
All right,
and that
you're
game,
in.
A game is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, so the parlay
could be done.
Could be dead by like 10:30.
Yeah. Well, your game's, what time does your game start?
I'll have to check.
I think your game starts at 10 or at 7, correct? Pretty
it
sure.
It starts at, it's a Saturday game.
Oh, they don't play
tonight. They don't play until Saturday.
Okay, got you.
Tonight
is parlay might be done before they tip
done,
off
yes.
at the Garden.
All right. Pick us
spin
in.
Spin the wheel.
There is no spin.
All right, JP,
it's the wheel of fortune wheel. All right, I'm also in the NBA. Now, this is going to be a favorite. Golden State appears to be done without Steph Curry. Remember, before they acquired Jimmy Butler, this was a team that was scraping to get into the playoffs. They ended up becoming the 7 seed, went 7 games with the Houston Rockets. That was all with Steph Curry. He's out.
Is he out
with
for the
hamstring
series for sure?
He's not out for the entire series. He could come back game 6 or 7.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but he's out for at least a week, maybe
it's
a week and a half.
Game 6 or 7. If you
so,
come
last
back.
Night was your first game without Steph Curry. Jonathan Kuminga led the Warriors in scoring. He wasn't even getting minutes in the Lakers series.
Bye bye.
So they are in desperate times. They are getting 4.5 in the game. I'm going to take the Timberwolves winning big, laying 4.5. They won big last night. So I will go with Minnesota laying the 4.5.
All right. Do we have picks from behind the glass? I'm guessing Mike Marr's got a pick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this play here is going to feed my family and pay rent for the next couple months.
Okay.
So Bilal Muhammad is taking Jack Della Maina on for the welterweight championship tomorrow night at the Bell Center in Montreal. If you remember, that's where Ovechkin and the lads took care of business last week.
It's a great arena.
That building. That building stinks.
So loud.
So
great,
give me
great fans.
Even for UFC.
Even for UFC.
It just gets triggered.
I'll never go there.
Give me JDM, Jack Della Maddalena, to win the title plus 152 tomorrow night. They call me plus money Mike for a reason. Jack is undefeated in the UFC and hasn't lost in 9 years. Bilal Muhammad, the champion, 24-3, hasn't lost since 2019. Now, this fight could go one of two ways. It could either be a barn burner, extremely lit, because JDM has pause. But Bilal Muhammad is a boring wrestler from Dagestan. He's like, you know, the whole Habib camp and everything. So this fight could go one of two ways, but I like Jack to put the dukes on him early,
man,
and maybe get him out of there. But just give me the money line.
You could literally give me 20 cracks to find Dagestan on a map, and I don't think I can pull it off.
Nope.
That's a tough pull. All right, you're in. He's at plus 152 on the money line.
Heavy Metal Chris, you got a pick? You're welcome to jump in if you want.
Yeah, no, it's just Cakes picked. I was going to go the Knicks also, which Cakes went with, and I was like,
"Thank
well,
you. You know a winner when you see it."
Yeah, well, I was like, both those games have been very close games. So with the 5.5 points, it's like even if they don't win, they're probably not getting blown out. But since I have to pick something else, I think I'm actually going to go with the Nuggets with the points 5.5 also on them. I just think going to Denver, you bring that elevation in, and sometimes that's just that advantage you need. So.
All right, where does that land us then? If we
that's at minus 110.
Six picks are in.
All right,
minus 110.
Let's see here. So we've got the Knicks plus 5.5. We've got the T-Wolves laying 5. The Panthers on the money line. Nats also on the money line. Some guy named Jack Della Maddalena, never heard of him, at plus 152. And the Nugs, $10 wins us. And this is a low. This is a low payout. $450.
All right, so maybe it'll hit. Maybe it'll hit.
450?
Are you going to put it in?
I'll put it in right now.
All right,
size. I'll just keep bleeding my account every freaking week.
Size.
That's what I do.
At least he'll put it in this time.
I will put it in this time. And it'll be a big loser, but I'll put it in.
All right, remember, we got John Walton to talk some Caps Canes. That's coming up at 8:45. Mark Robert, lead singer of OAR at 9. Rich Voss, one of our favorite comedians, joins us in studio at 9:20. But next, we'll open up Evie's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Get back into Caps hockey. They win game 2, 3-1 against the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 3 tomorrow night in Carolina with the series tied at 1 apiece. We'll talk to John Walton, voice of the Caps, right here on the radio call, play-by-play guy, 106.7 The Fan. He'll jump on at 8:45. But right now, we open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles on their website at BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, make sure you mention me. They will treat you like an absolute rock star. Promise you that. All right, just the kind of in the realm of entertainment, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I don't think we talked about it on the show yet, but Paul Pierce actually did. He claims he did walk all 20 miles.
Wow.
And I know he was live streaming. So originally he had made the bet, right, that
the Celtics wouldn't lose.
That the Celtics would beat the Knicks in game two, and he says if they didn't, he would, what, walk to work? Or
walk to work in a robe barefoot.
Right, and I don't believe he's barefoot. Pretty sure he was wearing shoes. Yeah, you can see he was wearing shoes.
But he did wear a robe.
He did wear a robe, and it looks like he was walking for like, I mean, I think he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
He looked like he had a little crowd around him.
Yeah.
Now, that was at the Fox lot.
Like, he looks like he's walking very casually.
Like, he doesn't look like he's sweating.
If you're walking, like, at a brisk pace, you might be able to walk
4 miles an hour.
Maybe.
I think three to four.
Yeah. 3.5 to 4.
Yeah.
Like, it has taken five or six, at least 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm putting him on the 3 mile an hour, like yeah, a 20 minute mile.
Casually strolling.
How many miles was it?
20.
20, which I thought
20 miles.
I thought when he did the bet on the air that he said 15 miles. So
but still, either one's a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
now, some people are apparently saying, a bunch online were skeptical that he actually did it.
Yeah.
Because they're saying a social media post documenting the trip. And the timing of it all doesn't quite line up.
Right.
Maybe so, he had the start in the beginning.
There could be some shenanigans.
He might have walked a mile and then just claimed that he did it.
Yeah.
And who was come the back woman that did that in the Boston Marathon? Rosie Ruiz. Was that her name way back in the day?
Yeah.
Where she had like a crazy time and people were like, well, how did she run this time? Well, she got in the cab.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I needed one for the last time I ran a marathon.
Oh, sure. It's a long way.
I finished that marathon and the worker put me in a tent. Next thing I know, I was on an EKG.
Is it because you look so bad?
No, because when you finish the New York City Marathon, you're in Central Park, and then you have to walk like about a quarter of a mile just to get out of Central Park.
Right.
And the first park bench that I saw, I stopped. And I was like, I had my head like down like this. Mm-hmm. I just ran 26.2 miles, so I was exhausted.
Sure.
And this lady saw me. She's like, you can't sit there. I think they want you to keep walking because you might cramp up.
Yeah.
And she's like, how are you feeling? I was like, I'm tired. And she said, how are you breathing? I was like, breathing hard. Like, I mean, to me, it was the basic things. The next thing I know, I get whisked away into this tent.
It's an insane number of miles to run. It's like, so whoever dumb. Came up with that back in the
What's the derivation of it? I'm sure people have looked it up. There's got to be a reason why it's the dumb 26.2.
Some Greek dude did it a long time ago and ran 26.2 miles. That's my explanation for a marathon.
Didn't run 26.
26.2. Yeah.
Then he got tired.
I don't know the origin story of the marathon.
Apparently it begins in 490 BCE during the Greco-Persian Wars.
Don't know anything about those.
So
I guess there was a messenger who ran from the battlefield of Marathon to Athens.
And I'm guessing it was 26.2 miles.
You know
or
what?
Maybe longer. I don't know.
Let's bang out a couple of these calls real quick in the middle of this. We'll get back to the EP. So people still want to chime in. They have some Mother's Day recommendations for you, Lurch.
Let's go to
Chris in Manassas. Maybe you could solve this riddle for Jason.
And you know what? I'm going to put this up as the poll of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Our poll of the day is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Should Jason skip the family dinner to watch the Caps?
Family/friend dinner, yes.
Vehemently yes for me. But it's easy for me to say because I'm not the one skipping the hangout.
All right, so that's the poll question.
Yes.
All right. Who's the caller?
All right, let's go to Chris. Hey,
Chris.
Chris, what's up?
Yep. In Manassas.
How you doing? So there's two factors here that I think might help with your decision. One, if I'm not mistaken, you basically DVR anything that goes on after 7:30, and you wake up at 3:45 in the morning to watch.
That's
something.
True. Correct. That is kind of his habit.
Yeah.
But this is going to be impossible to avoid, don't you think?
Right. Just recently, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Cakes just turn off all of his equipment?
Devices.
I did that.
Eating cake.
Can you do that,
then,
Jason?
And then he did DVR and
I threaded that needle. It was tough, but I did it.
So you have to have
DVR.
Nobody at the restaurant tell you anything.
Right.
Nobody.
You have to be
nobody
in a cone
can be talking about it.
I don't think anybody
at that restaurant. They're not going to be saying anything about the game. They're going to be asking the sommelier what glass of wine to get.
That's a very good point.
I'm going to look up the restaurant to see if there's a bar with TVs.
And then the other, the last thing I wanted to say, because I'm sure you get, if you want to talk about Mike's suggestion, great. But the other thing I was going to say is I don't know, Bish, if you watch anything on Netflix called Chef's Table, but they just came out with the Thomas Keller episode, and you're the biggest donk in the world for not going to eat with that
guy. For not staying there?
I mean, you have to be the biggest moron in the world to not do that.
Yeah,
I know. I decided to go hang out with my boys.
Oh, yeah, and, well, the boys are all high on gummies.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is the... He's the only American to ever have 2 3-star Michelin restaurants on both coasts.
He didn't know. He was stupid.
I didn't know, man.
All he knew was Scotty Cameron.
He took
I'm a good friend. I was hanging out with my friends.
He took like a 10-milligram gummy.
Good friend when there's not a Caps game. Right.
I can't believe that. I can't believe it.
I know. Right. I could have had dinner with Scotty Cameron and Thomas Keller.
Appreciate you listening, Chris. Thank you, buddy. All right.
Hey, first minute of the poll, I only see yeses backing you.
Really?
All right. Mar says that there's a situation. I don't think it's necessarily worthy of breaking news, but go ahead, Mar.
Tell us what situation.
We got a developing situation going on here,
right,
and I'm
going to
preface this that allegedly sources tell Pablo Torre that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is now banned from UNC football facilities.
Oh, really?
I have a quote.
Okay.
One Belichick family source adds, and I quote, "There is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just UNC, but Bill Belichick's legacy and reputation, everything he has built and worked for over the decades." Shiat!
All right, now hold on. Who's the quote from?
I think that makes sense.
Who's the quote from?
It just says one Belichick family source.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then who is saying that she's banned from UNC?
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, Pablo Torre. Yahoo's put out some articles recently in the last couple minutes about it, so it's starting to pick up steam, but, you know, let's preface
there's
again.
There's a ton of video of her and pictures of her wearing all her, like, UNC gear.
Yeah.
And they were saying she was allowed on the field.
Right. I mean, it was getting out of control. I didn't even realize, by the way, until I saw it last week, in the wake of all the nonsense with her recently, that she forced her way basically into the Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl ad. She was right there next to Belichick and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. She's just front and center in that ad.
Right.
She weaseled her way into a Super Bowl ad.
Yep, she was in the back of it. I saw. Awful announcing is also, on the latest episode.
She knows how to get the ADs.
Dunkin' Donuts and Jordan Hudson, two overrated things.
No. Oh, I mean, how dare you? You're taking a swipe at a fine American institution known as Dunkin' Donuts?
I got some decent donuts, but the coffee...
By the way, now it's known as Dunkin'. They've taken the donuts out of the name, in case you haven't been up to speed on that.
Dunkin'.
So you know.
That is an interesting development.
They're saying two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me, this is Pablo Torre, that a decision has been made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest paid public employee, not just in the state of North Carolina, $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Wow.
She's no longer allowed on the football field.
All right, so she's going to be like a typical wife.
And that comes down from the AD?
Well, I mean...
Or the president of the school?
We also saw the details come out, I think it was last week too, that... They scrapped the hard knocks because she was making so many outrageous demands and trying to force her way into being a part of, like, the production team.
I think she just,
and they said, no thanks, but no thanks.
She just became too big of a story.
Right.
In that case, remember, Bill defended her.
Right.
EB did the story where Bill said, well, that's the position that I put her in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what North Carolina is saying is just becoming too much of a sideshow, so let's... keep her away from the facility,
right?
So that they can't write those stories anymore. They're not saying you can't date her.
This is Carolina saying, "We love you, Bill Belichick. We're glad you're here, but you're going to have a barrier between her girlfriend and our football."
This
program.
Is also the family, I think, reaching out and saying, "Hey," because it sounds like the family's digging into her background too,
right?
And if the reports are true that she's buying up all this real estate, well, it's millions and millions of dollars,
yeah,
and he's co-signing or whatever, they're worried that his fortune's going to go to this bimbo.
By the way, did you see the nugget in one of those articles? I know this would catch your eye, that
what
her mom did for a living.
What did her mom do for a living? Sell sex toys.
Sex toy shop owner.
I don't know.
I brought it up.
So how you knew it?
I brought it up. I thought it was the dad. Remember? No, it was a name that was kind of a unisex name.
Yeah. I don't remember.
We were kicking it around.
Maybe
on the show.
I remember you bringing that up.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Sex shop.
Somewhere. All right. So get back into EP for a second. This is creepy. So you know the guy. I don't know why this is EP, but whatever. It's entertaining to me. All right. So you know the guy that donked off all the girls, that terrible story in Iowa? Brian Korbeck or whatever.
Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho.
Yeah.
Iowa, Idaho. Yeah.
Alleged.
Yeah. So apparently they're saying his search history.
Yeah.
So guilty. He was looking up Ted Bundy on his phone. Okay. So this guy just murdered a bunch of people.
Let me just step in here. Just because you look up like Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy, like in your
search
history.
Doesn't make you a serial killer. But if you have been, your phone's pinging at where five kids died.
It doesn't look great.
It doesn't look great.
It doesn't look awesome for him.
Your phone is pinging right outside where five people just died.
Right.
And then he also searched, maybe Cakes has done this too, for porn using the keywords forced, passed out, drugged, and sleeping.
I can safely say
those were his search words.
I've never used those words in a search.
Forced, passed out, drugged, and sleeping.
Yeah, I haven't done
that. When is that trial? Did it get postponed or delayed?
I don't know. I think it's kind of in the mix right now. I don't know.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Maybe they're going through preliminary stuff. I don't know. did they have the, the Country Music Awards? I guess they had their red carpet yesterday. And, you know, you had your Met Gala a couple days ago, your Country Music Awards. And again, Jelly Roll's all in the news. They're saying now he shed 200 pounds, Cakes.
Good for him.
200 pounds.
That's good news.
He's still enormous. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Well, he started out like over 500 pounds.
I believe
he's
at over 500.
Yeah, I mean,
so he's still
he's got
three,
a long ways to go.
Three
but good
bills
for him.
Plus. And if I'm Jelly Roll, I'm getting the skin. When I'm done, I'm getting the skin surgery.
Yeah.
I can't have all that extra skin. I know it's painful. I got to get the skin surgery.
Hmm.
I would just feel terrible.
By the way, I don't know if I'm a big fat guy, if I want Jelly Roll to be my name. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess it's kind of fitting if you're a big, enormous dude. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the best look.
Well, it's sticking.
I mean,
it's changing
what he has to go with now. It's his brand.
Let's go real quick to Andy in Fredericksburg. He says he went to the Metallica concert. He was in the snake pit, Cakes.
Ah, very good.
Andy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I tried calling in yesterday, but I was on my way home from Blacksburg, and it was a little too late.
How crazy was that?
I hear you, man.
How crazy was that atmosphere?
It was amazing. I won my snake pit passes on the Metallica fan club or whatever.
Right.
And I was super stoked. And like, there's a part during Sad But True where Robert Trujillo like kind of floats across the middle of the snake pit from one side of the stage to the other. And he passed right by me. I got a video. I'm going to send it to Cakes.
Okay.
Yeah, send him my way.
I got a video of him right in my face with the guitar, just jamming, looking right at my phone. It's
nice.
Awesome.
That is
excellent.
That is great. Where'd you stay, by the way?
In Christiansburg.
Okay.
Some Nubs hotel.
Yeah. I bet you it was about $500 a night for some nubby hotel.
Dude, it was $125. I booked it like in August of last year.
Wow. Oh, you got
hooked.
Yeah. Nice job.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Glad you had a great time, man. That's very cool.
All right, couple other quick things, just some real estate things here in the world of Hollywood. Jason probably drove by all these homes. Well, you didn't drive by this one because I don't think they owned it at the time. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they've cut $8 million off their asking price for their marital mansion, Kate.
Let me guess what the original price was, and so I'm guessing it was 60?
You're
65?
Close. $68 million was the original listing price.
So now it's down to 60.
They bought it for 60, so now they're cutting the 8 and just back to where they bought it.
Okay.
Right. Seeing if they could at least kind of break even. I'm sure they put a bunch of money into it anyway. I'm sure it's a big loser for them.
Jen Garner, she's had a long run. This is kind of a side tangent.
Yeah.
She's had a long run as the Capital One spokeswoman.
Yeah.
Her and Samuel Jackson, Chuck Barkley. I mean, if you get a Capital One deal, that thing goes for a long time.
Yeah.
That thing goes down the tracks forever.
I need to talk to the folks at Crop Metcalf. I feel like it's time to do a new spot. And I'm
a radio spot.
No,
TV spot.
Okay, spot. Yeah, it might be.
And I'm a little bit concerned because I know the guy that was doing all the TV spots, he moved on to another company. So I don't know who's doing this. Maybe they're not thinking about him anymore. Right. I just need a new spot.
But you want some ADs?
I want to give another thanks to Crop Metcalf. I mean, they had a technician out last week who fixed the leak and installed my new dishwasher. He was just doing everything. Doing everything that I'm incapable of doing.
Here's the question. I have some electrical work that I need. Yeah. And I have the most minor plumbing issue with the toilet.
Uh-huh. They've got you covered.
I'm embarrassed to call about the toilet thing.
Why?
The little flapper doesn't close.
So Nick, ask for Nick.
I can't fix Nick. A lot, but that is a fix that I can do.
Nick came over and replaced the toilet for me. He's the best plumber.
Flapper. It's just not closing.
You can go to Home Depot and get a new flapper for $10.
Yeah, but you would have to know what to do.
You don't have to know to put it on.
Yeah.
I've done it.
I don't love doing it, but here's the second
question. Here's the second question. It's rainy outside, right? I have electrical problems outside. Can you reasonably expect them to work on you? I guess so, because they turn the power off anyway.
Yeah, they've got that covered. You don't need to worry about
that. Can you invite them to do electrical work when it's freaking rainy outside?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm guessing.
Is this what you're talking about today?
Oh, why not?
I'm guessing
it's not going to rain all day.
Done work when it's been raining outside.
If they come back, I think
it's doable.
Eric, if they come after,
that's supposed to mix.
If they come after noon, they'll be fine.
Okay, all right. Just saying. I got an electric issue.
Be careful. I
don't want them to die.
I get it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we have to take a break. Coming up next, John Walton will join us. We'll talk about the Caps' big win last night as the series shifts to Carolina for Game 3 this weekend. We'll be right back.
Coming back to Gostisbehere. And a loose puck down low here that McMichael will chip away. And backhand out towards center. Mangiapane turned around. And now it's McMichael breaking behind, shooting. He scores! Connor McMichael breaks through the Carolina D. In from the blue line, keeps it low. It's 1-0, Washington.
Well, it all starts in your own zone. Connor McMichael at his own blue line just breaks through.
That's the voice, John Walton, who's going to join us next on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. By the way, Jason's winning the poll.
Ah, very good.
You can send that in your group text.
Good for him.
I'm going to take a picture of that and send
Excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Just wait till more votes come in. You can vote at Chunks Radio. Should Jason skip the family and friends dinner in D.C. to watch the Caps?
I know what John Walton would tell him. I know that.
What's up, John?
It's okay to believe you can miss dinner. Go do it. Yeah. Go see the game.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm leaning that way, believe me.
So, John, you had the call at the end. We're all square headed to the Tar Heel State. Great response by the Caps last night in Game 2 when they were pretty much outclassed in Game 1. What were your main takeaways from the Caps' big win last night on home ice to even the series?
I thought everything was better, and I think Spencer Carberry said that after the game, and we've seen it all year, guys, where every time the Caps hit the ice, I mean, you can have a game that doesn't go your way, and we saw it during the course of the regular season, but we didn't see it very much because they would adjust, they would come out, and they'd find a way to be better the next time, and that's just a good veteran group with a good coaching staff, and they find a way, and you only have to go back to the Montreal series in Game 3 where they weren't very good. They come out in Game 4, and Spencer Carberry pretty much ate Martin St. Louis' lunch and got every change he wanted and every lineup that he wanted, even though he didn't have last change in Montreal, and then they won it in Game 5. So wasn't very surprised. I mean, I think we've seen this time and time again. It is going to be much more difficult now not having last change against a very good team in Raleigh, but I'm very encouraged. I mean, I really like what they did last night. Carolina's going to keep throwing everything. They're like garbage collectors, man. They just keep throwing everything at the front of the net. Good shot, bad shot, doesn't matter. But the Caps were just as good at them than they were at high danger chances last night. And Logan Thompson's fantastic. Oh, so add it all up. Great win last night.
Hey, John, has the secret sauce for the Caps through the first two games been to try to use the Canes' aggression against them? Because we've seen that in the breakaway goals from both Protas and from the highlight that we just came back in with from Mikey's goal last night. Like, do you think we're going to see more of those breakaways where the Caps like get in a little scrum with them and then they break free and then they use their speed to try to bury one on the other end?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Spencer talked a little bit about that where they needed to be more aggressive. They've got to take the game to them. I think what went wrong in Game 1 was they played the whole game in their zone, and they couldn't break out pucks, and they really didn't seem as ready for the ramp up from what Montreal was to what Carolina was. But again, last night came out much better. Details are much better. I did like what Spencer said after the game last night, is that, look, I still think this team has another gear, and I think we need to find it in Raleigh. It was much better, but, and the big but was that you've got to be able to, yeah, you know, especially when you're in that hostile environment, and it's going to be nuts down in Raleigh this weekend. You're going to need every bit of that and every detail in your game to be right. And they still have more to give. They really only have to get one down there. You get turn it into a best of three. This was always going to be a long series. Both of these teams are too good not to go long. So it should be a very fun weekend. Get one. If you get two, that's great. But make sure you get one, come home, and get home ice back.
What have you seen from Ovi so far in this series?
Not as much in terms of offense than we saw in the first round. He was fantastic against Montreal and getting four goals. It's been a little tougher, I think, for him to get chances in this series. The pace of the game is really, really tough. But I think that finding Alexei Protas on that line, I think it's going to get better, because getting Protas back in that spot, and we saw that last night for the first time, getting elevated to the top line, it helps open up some time and space on that top line and for Dylan to be able to get him the puck. I think there's going to be more looks for him moving forward in the series. The guy that I'm just so impressed by and so proud of is Connor McMichael. I mean, he has been, from the first shift in the first game against Montreal, he's skating a million miles an hour. He's tied with Ovi for the team lead in goals. Just everything that, you know, they had the playoff series with the Rangers, right? And it didn't go well. But for all those guys to be able to get that experience, go into the offseason last year and say, you know what, this is what we got to do next year. When we get back, this is what we learned against a good team. This is the level we got to get to. And nobody has done that better than Connor McMichael has.
John, talk about how this trip to Carolina is going to be different than the regular season. I think I heard you on with Grant and Danny that you didn't even get a chance to eat like a team dinner the night before the game, because they've been quick hitters down to Carolina, like on back-to-back games. Like this one, you'll actually be able to get there, settle in, and the team should be able to have a little more time to get ready for that road game where it's tough to get wins on that Carolina ice.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate first world problem, right? I haven't had Carolina barbecue in 3 years.
Right.
It's, because everything's been a back-to-back. So this year it was a back-to-back, and Carolina was sitting there waiting and had like 3 days off. So it was tough. But now you're finally going down with an even playing field where, you know, Carolina had that week off and then they had to come here. And now you've got the same rest and you're going back, and it's going to be the same when they come back for game five. So, yeah, anxious to see what that does. I mean, both teams are going to ramp up, and Carolina's going to come out flying tomorrow night because they've got their home crowd behind them, and there's going to be a lot you got to withstand. But I think you get through that, and the way that Logan's going and being able to make the big saves at the right moment, he's the best goalie right now in terms of goals against average in these playoffs, and that'll go a long way toward trying to win a series. So, yeah, it's going to be great for barbecue and also great, hopefully, for hockey.
Yeah, Logan's been really awesome outside of that weird five-game goal allowed in Montreal in that series. He's either given up two or one in every single game. He's been outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, the big save is what you need this time of year, and he delivers a lot. And, you know, we saw it in the regular season. It's funny, his former team's down 2-0. Vegas lost again last night and lost both at home. So now the Golden Knights are struggling, and suddenly Logan thriving here and gets the series tied and hopefully can get a series lead tomorrow night. But they would not be where they are without the play of Logan Thompson. What a pickup last summer. A guy who earned the big ticket for the next 6 years, but not even $1 million this year coming in here and doing this. And the guys don't get paid in the playoffs. So unbelievable season. You talk about betting on yourself and turning it into a life-changing deal. He certainly did that this year.
John, what was your thoughts on Carb's decision to make Ryan Leonard the healthy scratch and activate Radish?
Yeah, I thought it was the right move. I mean, Ryan is a guy who's going to be really good for this team, but I think it's sometimes beneficial to see one from the press box. He's kind of caught a moving train here where you come out of college on the 1st of April and you played in every game. And, you know, I think getting into the system sometimes, it takes a little bit. And, you know, there are a little bit of wheel wobbles in his game, but I think he's going to be tremendous. The thing I really like, and he will get back in at some point, I like his physicality, and I like the fact he doesn't back down from anything.
Right.
And that will be a benefit not only now when he gets back in at some point, but certainly in the future. Not a fight that kid won't back down from. So very, very bright future for him.
John, I don't ever take baths, but I would like to bathe in the tears of all the Tom Wilson crybabies that think he's just a one-dimensional goon-like player. I mean, that couldn't be further
from the
truth.
Well, they don't know hockey.
I mean, he scored over 30 goals this year, and we saw just in last night's game with him sprawling on the ice, blocking shots, going hard to the net, just doing all the little things, aside from having really good scoring prowess, that makes him like a one-of-one type player in the league.
Couldn't agree more, and I had said at one point in the third period last night, before he got the empty netter at the end, I said, even though he doesn't have a goal or doesn't necessarily have the points in the game, I thought he was the number one star even before that, and I was really glad that they named him such, because I thought that might have been the best game he's ever played as a Washington Capital. Just laying out, leading by example, throwing his body in harm's way, preventing scoring chances, helping out his goaltender, inspiring the rest of his teammates. I mean, 31 other teams would love to have that guy. I don't know that wasn't his best game ever. And to be able to get the empty netter at the end, yeah, to seal it, I thought it was only fitting. But man, oh man, I mean, just everything you want in a playoff warrior, that's what he was last night. And that's when you need everybody pulling on that same rope. But you need your leaders in the room to say, listen, this is how this is going to go down tonight. And I thought from the very beginning of the game, that's what he did.
John, enjoy your trip down to Carolina. Get that barbecue. And for the people that are listening, I've been telling you throughout the series, turn down your TV, turn on the Odyssey app, and say, play 106.7 The Fan, and you get the John Walton call of the Caps going forward. So we love it, and we're looking forward to the call again tomorrow.
I appreciate it so much, fellas. Thank you so much. Go
all right,
Caps.
Jay,
of course. All right, thank you, buddy.
Let's go Caps. It's okay to believe.
It's John Walton. The counter currently has 11.
Oh, I'd love to take
that. Get it pumped when it gets to under 8.
Oh, well, that means they're in the if that happens, that means they're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is the next step.
Series tied up at 1. Of course, our Caps talk is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America, check out acecomputers.com now. Comedian Rich Voss joins us in studio at 9:20. Mark Robert, lead singer of OAR, next here on The Junkies.